This podcast is brought to you by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania, which is currently offering customers a door and window super deal. You can now save $500 on every window and $1,000 on every door from May 1st through May 31st. Super indeed. Visit renewalbyanderson.com to learn more about this deal before it ends. The state government has pledged to get half of its electricity from solar power by next year. Meanwhile, Kennywood got hit with a lawsuit. The state wants to get its spongy moth population under control. Lastly, get paid to eat ice cream. I'm Claudia DeMuro, and you're listening to Today in PA. In what officials are saying is a first-of-its-kind commitment in the U.S., Pennsylvania has vowed to get half of its government's electricity from solar power by next year, reports CBS Local Pittsburgh. Governor Josh Shapiro stated on Monday how his administration is looking to create energy jobs and to take quote-unquote real action to address climate change. This includes projects such as PA Pulse, which involves installing 10 solar arrays in counties including Columbia and York. The State Department of General Services also signed a contract with Constellation Energy, a company which produces clean energy sources of power, for a 15-year fixed price agreement, meaning Pennsylvania's energy rate will stay the same even if costs rise, so people won't be paying more for this green energy. Kennywood's been hit with a lawsuit, reports the Tribune Review. This podcast has previously reported on how the amusement park revealed its iconic steel curtain roller coaster won't be open this season. This is the center of the class action lawsuit filed by New Kensington resident Joshua Miller, who's accusing the park of purposefully keeping the coaster's closure a secret in order to avoid losing customers. Miller himself bought his season pass thinking the steel curtain would be open this year. If the park did indeed knowingly keep this fact a secret, this, asserts the suit, would be in violation of Pennsylvania's unfair trade practices and consumer protection law. Miller is looking for $100 per violation for himself and anyone else who bought season passes before the announcement of the steel curtain's closure. A Kennywood spokesperson declined to comment on the lawsuit. The State Game Commission wants to get Pennsylvania's spongy moth population under control, states Penn Live. Also known as gypsy moths, these insects are a destructive, invasive species that tend to devastate the state's oak trees. The commission will be spraying later this month through next before their eggs hatch, a spray which is, by the way, quote, generally considered safe to humans. The spraying may affect hunting or even other activities in state game land throughout this time, so be sure to check out the relevant article link for more information on that. You can get paid to eat ice cream this summer, states the York Daily Record. Sign me up. The American Dairy Association Northeast is currently looking for a chief ice cream officer. This lucky individual will be paid $5,000 to go on a road trip to visit creameries across Pennsylvania while documenting their ice cream eating at each by vlogging along the way. Applications are being taken via Instagram and TikTok up until May 20th. Good luck. That wraps up today's episode. For even more news, visit PennLive.com. Also, please don't forget to rate this podcast and to maybe even review it too. Thanks in advance, and of course, thanks for listening. I'm Claudia DeMuro, and I'll see you tomorrow for another episode of Today in PA. This podcast is brought to you by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania, which is currently offering customers a door and window super deal. You can now save $500 on every window and $1,000 on every door from May 1st through May 31st. Super indeed. Visit renewalbyanderson.com to learn more about this deal before it ends.